They've won 4 of 5. The red hot Detroit Lions eviscerate the Jags. Let's do a Sunday pod.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Indeed, your team every day on this a Sunday, December 4th, into Victory Monday, December 5th. Thanks for joining us for the postcast here on a Sunday late afternoon as the Lions take care of business today and throttle the Jags. How about that today? 40-14 at Ford Field. Offense moved the ball with efficiency. Jared Goff had a tremendous game. He had a pass rating of 118 in the first half today. DeAndre Swift, yes, he was back today. Jamison Williams made his debut. They never threw him the football. He didn't really do anything. But the crowd was chanting, "We want J-Mo" in the fourth quarter because the Lions actually blew somebody out. The Jags no-showed today, and we've got a lot to get into on this Sunday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen, your first watch on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Rod and I, Twitter at Locked On Lions as well. The Matt Derry Facebook fan page where many of you comment throughout the game. And again, what's going on to everybody watching on the YouTube channel? That was fun today. All right, maybe it wasn't the most exciting game. Maybe the broadcast was a little bit nappy in terms of it was just napping. Chris Myers and Robert Smith sounded like they were taking naps all day. It was extremely boring. And I like Chris Myers, but the bottom line is it doesn't all matter. In the end, the Lions won. They are now 5-7. All right, they're ending the season with this last stretch of 6 games. They start on a high note today with a win, a blowout win, and now they set themselves up next week to play a little bit of a spoiler against the Vikings. Minnesota did not clinch the division today, but they can next week where the Vikings win, and obviously the Lions would lose. But the Lions did not let the Vikings clinch today because they got this win today, and it was impressive. The offensive line giving Goff all the time in the world to throw. Like I said, with Swift looking good. It was just nice to have a blowout. It was nice in the fourth quarter to enjoy it. The crowd did the wave today. Even Nate Sudfeld came in at the end and took a knee. It was nice to watch the Lions put somebody away. Everybody talked all week, and we had Tony Wiggins on from Locked On Jaguars on the Thursday crossover. Tony talked about it. These are two teams kind of in the same place. Mirror images. 4-7, young, up and coming. Have the coaches they think are in place, Doug Peterson there, Dan Campbell here. And yet it was the Lions that took it to them today. Lions won the toss, deferred, kicked the ball off to the Jaguars, got a stop right away, forced a punt. Lions get the football, go right down the field and get a Jamal Williams 1-yard touchdown run. And they just set the tone today. The Lions were not messing around today. We rarely say that. We always talk about end of game, you know, squabbles and issues and clock management, and oh my God, I'm not even going to say it today. You know what I was going to say. I'm not going to say it. Because today was a different type of outfit. Everybody played well. Special teams, Badgley kicking a handful of field goals. How about Jack Fox? He didn't even have to punt today. The report before the game from Jay Glazer on Fox on their pregame show, and by the way, that Fox pregame show and studio show was so bad. But Jay Glazer said, oh, yeah, Jamison Williams is going to be a punt team gunner today. And it's like, why? No. I know he did it in college, et cetera, but you're going to put him on the punt team? He's your first-round pick wide receiver. I doubt the Jets are putting Garrett Wilson as a gunner on the punt team, right? but anyway, J-Mo barely played, but the Lions didn't even have to punt today because they were never stopped. The only time they were stopped was when they took a knee at the end of the game. Jared Goff was extremely, extremely good today. And it begs the question, what are the Lions going to do in the future with their quarterback? Jared Goff today was 31 out of 41 for 340 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a passer rating of 115.9. He was in a rhythm. He was finding Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was hitting DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. Swift today had numerous touches, 14 carries, and four catches in the passing game. DeAndre Swift today had 100 and what was it total yards today? 49 yards through the air and rushed 14 times for 62 yards. So 62 plus 50. DeAndre Swift had 111 total yards today. All right, DJ Chark showed up today, nearly 100 yards in receiving. Amon-Ra St. Brown. This guy's a Pro Bowl player, folks. He's awesome. 11 catches, 114 yards, and two touchdowns. Brock Wright on the middle screen. Ben Johnson calling a very good game. Jamal Williams getting his touchdown. The offense was clicking today. Jacksonville had no answers. There's a reason why the Jaguars are, you know, bottom third in the league in defense. The Lions were able to throw on them all day today. I know Goff was sacked twice today, but for the most part, very, very clean pocket. And you like the mix of run and pass. Again, this was the DeAndre Swift. There was a reason he was not on the injury report all week. This was the DeAndre Swift we were waiting to see. You know, speed on the perimeter, utilized in the run game, utilized in the pass game. Had more carries today than Jamal Williams. God bless Jamal Williams. We love him. He's as popular a Lion as there is. A huge presence in the locker room. But DeAndre Swift's a better player. DeAndre Swift is, when healthy, is supposed to be a star. And today, he showed out and played a tremendous game. And the Lions just dominated. This is what we've been talking about. This is what we've been wanting to see today. Dan Campbell, all right? Let me say this about Dan Campbell. At the start of the season, Dan Campbell was going for it on every fourth down, making decisions that didn't make sense. Today, when it was time to take points, he took points. When it was time to, third and long and get the ball in the hands of the proper people, if it was third and six, third and seven, they were finding St. Brown. This wasn't third and seven. Let's throw short of the sticks. He coached a solid game today. Michael Badgley kicked four field goals, including a long of 47 today. Also made all four of his extra points. So it looks like now that with the money Badger, the Lions have themselves a kicker. But, all in all, this team looked really, really good today. They played excellent complimentary football. And how about the penalties today? Think about this for a second. How many times have we seen the Lions play another team that's below 500 and kind of go down to the level of that team or make mistakes? The Lions had one penalty today. One. A Jonah Jackson hold. One penalty. That's really good football. That's really sound, fundamental, complimentary football, as Bill Belichick would say. And now next week, the Minnesota Vikings come to town. Another late escape for the Vikings. Mike White and the Jets move down to moved down to the goal line, got stopped. Vikings went three and out. Jets got the ball back today, and White was intercepted in the end zone to end the game. Vikings win another close game. All of their wins are by 8 points or less. They're coming to town next week, and the Lions should have something for them. Commanders didn't win today. Giants didn't win today. Those two teams tied. So the Lions are in this thing. I'm not telling you they're a playoff team, but they're playing meaningful games in December in year two of the rebuild. We're seeing progress. This is progress. And today was progress. Because today, they smoked Jacksonville. 31 first downs today for the Lions. 31. I mean, that's tremendous. And I got one other stat for you here. Lions have topped 30 points for the sixth time this year, tied with the 1952 Lions for the second most 30-point games Detroit has had in a season. The record belongs to the 2011 Lions, led by Matthew Stafford, with seven. Detroit has also scored 25 or more points in four straight games for the first time since 2012. And as I said before, they've won four out of five for the first time since 2016. These are all trends going upward. I want to talk about the defense a little bit. We haven't gotten to that. And I also want to get into some and hand out some game balls. We will do that as well on today's edition of Locked On Lions. We are brought to you today by Prize Picks. Sunday Night Football tonight. What do you want to do? Maybe you don't want to bet on the game. You don't like the Colts or the Cowboys, but maybe you want to play a little daily fantasy tonight and do some player projections. Tonight, let's say this. You're going to take Dak Prescott to throw for more than 300 passing yards against the Colts. What about Jonathan Taylor? Is he going to run for less than 80 yards or more than 80 yards? You can do that tonight. at the Prize Picks app or at prizepicks.com. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. That includes NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, college hoops going on. Michigan played Kentucky tough today but lost. Prize Picks has it all for you. Currently operational over 30 states and Canada. Here's what you do. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. It's that simple. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. And Locked On Lions also brought to you by Audible today. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that you're sure going to love. Find Think Like a Champion now wherever you get your podcasts. Think Like a Champion is a brand new podcast from Russell Wilson and Audible. Russ, of course, a champion on the field, but all of it, we rarely know the grind on the path to greatness. With off the field. So Russell Wilson, alongside co-host Harry Wilson and Trevor Moad, digs into how high-performance athletes, artists, and leaders push the boundaries of their potential. They've had Von Miller on. They've had Tim Tebow on. It's pretty cool. Each episode features interviews with Olympic medalists, NFL stars, and business leaders. Hosts will swap stories and share proven mental techniques that have gotten the world's most elite performers across the finish line and beyond. Available free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. Think Like a Champion with Russell Wilson. Check it out at audible.com. All right, we welcome you back. Matt Derry with you. It is Locked On Lions on this a Sunday, which the Lions just walloped the Jacksonville Jaguars. How about 40-14 today? Lions led 14-3 after one. We're cruising 23-6 at the break. Jacksonville outscored them 8-7 in the third. Kind of a cool two-point play with Jamal Agnew. And the Lions scored the last 10 points to win it 40-14. Jared Goff, a couple of touchdown passes. DeAndre Swift, a touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a couple of touchdowns today. And the defense did a very good job on Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville. Lawrence today, 17 out of 31, 179, a touchdown. He wasn't harassed a ton. Couple of sacks, one from James Houston. The other half a sack each from Aiden Hutchinson and Benito Jones. But think about this. Houston, at the end of the half, went around left end and sacked Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence got his leg kind of buckled up underneath him and kind of hobbled off to the locker room at halftime. But the defense did a really good job today. I was concerned coming into the game about Jacksonville's wide receivers and the speed they have. Marvin Jones, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk. Kirk had a big game, 6 catches for 104, but the Lions today played very, very well in the secondary. They kept everybody in front of them. They made Lawrence have to kind of check down today. And on third downs, all right, the Lions defense did a heck of a job. They forced the Jaguars to punt today. Where is it? Three times, whereas the Lions did not have to punt today. The return of Riley Patterson. Yes, he had a couple of field goals, but today Marvin Jones only had one catch. Evan Engram, their tight end, only had 5 catches. Zay Jones, who was probably the best Lions defender today with all the drop passes, only 2 catches. Travis Etienne, really good running back. All right, 13 carries, 54 yards. Held him to a long of 13. Lions defense was excellent today. Forced a turnover early with the Deshaun Elliott strip and the Alex Anzalone fumble recovery. Anzalone had his best game today. And you're seeing some of the young guys getting some reps and getting opportunities and playing well. Derek Barnes had a tackle for a loss today. I mentioned Anzalone a little bit. They did a good job. The Jacksonville offense lately has been cooking. Last week against the Ravens, Jags did a great job. Came back and won that football game and scored 28 points. Not today. Today, the Lions defense was very, very good. And you got to give them credit. Kirby Joseph led them with 8 tackles today, 7 solo. I mentioned Anzalone had a good game. He'll get a game ball today. But all in all, this was a very, very good performance from the Lions and one that was needed. And Dan Campbell said after the game today, they feel like for the last 5 weeks, they're trending upward. and playing their best football. They thought they should have won. I told you this. I thought they should have won Thursday on Thanksgiving Day against the Bills. They let that one slip away. Today they didn't. They put their foot on Jacksonville's necks, and they won the game. And that's all you can ask for. All right? We said going into this homestand, Buffalo, Jacksonville, Minnesota, they had to win that second game. They did. Buffalo and Minnesota are both very good. Lions could have beaten the Bills. Did not. Next week against the Vikings, it's going to be a tough task. All right? Vikings are playing great. They're running away with the division. They've got 10 wins. But they're beatable. Minnesota, when people talk about the best teams in the NFC, they're talking about the Niners. They're talking about Dallas. They're talking about Philly. No one's saying Minnesota. Vikings are the best team in this division. And I'm not telling you they're not good. But is this like, oh, man, the Vikings are coming and they're going to crush us? No. I think the Lions can do this. I do. How about John Kaminsky today with a couple of solo tackles and quarterback pressures? He played well. Game balls today. Jared Goff, lock, 31 out of 41 for 340 and two touchdowns. He's starting to really play well and in a rhythm. This was arguably his best game as a Lion. Will he be back next year? I was texting with a prominent national play-by-play guy today, and he's like, they might bring Jared Goff back. The way he played today and in this offense with those weapons, think about this. Chark made plays today. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, right, in the passing game. Josh Reynolds. J-Mo's coming. Khalif Raymond. Jamison Williams couldn't get on the field today. He had six snaps. Now, they limited him. They wanted to just ease him in. They tried one deep ball to him. But the kid's going to be a weapon. That's a lot of good options for Jared Goff. Justin Jackson. You know, the tight ends are getting better. Today they didn't target Mitchell, but, you know, Brock Wright, a little middle screen. Got it done for 14 yards and a first down. There's a lot of options for Jared Goff. We were all sitting there today watching the game, and I know you were, going, when's J-Mo going to be in the game? Every time I watched, I'm looking for him. Where's number nine? He's got that little turtleneck going. We're in the black shoes. I wanted to see him, but you know what? Amon-Ra needs to be on the field. DJ Chark against his former team had something to prove today. Nearly in a 100-yard day. Five catches, 98 yards. Josh Reynolds is no slouch. They love Khalif Raymond, so it was tough to get Williams on the field. Event next week, you know he's going to be out there against the Vikings more. They have to use him more. But game ball to Jared Goff. Game ball to DeAndre Swift. Over 110 yards of total offense, including a touchdown. He was tremendous today. Amon-Ra St. Brown, of course, 11 catches, 114 yards, pair of touchdowns, made catches in traffic, took shots, took hits, got right back up. He's unguardable. Think about this. 12 targets today for St. Brown. 11 catches. He gets a game ball today. Alex Anzalone, yes. Robert Banker, wherever you are, Gaines Media, shout out. They love Anzalone over at Gaines Media. Alex, fumble recovery today. Five tackles, all solos. Tackle for a loss. He was flying around the field. He played well today. Game ball also got to go to Michael Badgley, the money badger. Four field goals, including a 47-yarder, and all four extra points. He accounted for 16 points today. Money Badger 16, baby. Jags 14. Those are your game balls for today. Great win. Good win today. Love what I saw. How about Jerry Jacobs on the one play against Kirk on the deep ball, making the play? Total team win today. And the Lions are now 5-7, and they're in the thick of this thing. Remember, Commanders are now 7-5-1 after tying the Giants earlier this afternoon. All right, tomorrow we'll be back with the PFF grades and more. Thank you for watching, listening, making us your first listen. It's Locked On Lions. Postcast edition on this Sunday afternoon as the Lions win 40-14. Talk to you tomorrow for Victory Monday.